Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It was on this date back in 1945 that President Harry S. Truman ended the Lend-Lease program that had shipped some $50 billion in aid supplies to America's allies during World War II, closer to $51 billion, actually. And I thought I might come on and talk just a little bit about that Lend-Lease program. And remember, if you like these little history segments that I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Just click on the community tab and then go down to on demand, and then you can find the history segments, and they'll say something like Zach on the Korean War, Zach on the Lend-Lease program, or whatever you want to listen to, and you can find them there 24 hours a day. But yeah, the Lend-Lease program was sort of America's attempt to aid the war without getting heavily invested in World War II. You got to remember, we had just gotten out of World War I, and it wasn't a very popular idea to go back to war after we had just spent so much money and human life fighting a war just a couple of years ago. So the Lend-Lease program was proposed as sort of a way that America could have its cake and eat it also. And there might have been a little self-preservation in there in the intent as well, because if Germany had captured Britain, there's no telling if they would have planned an invasion of America after that. The Lend-Lease program provided for military aid to any country whose defense was vital to the security of the United States, or at least if FDR decided it was vital to the security of the United States. The plan gave Roosevelt the power to lend arms to the British, with the understanding that after the war, America would be paid back in kind, and the loans that America gave out were actually interest-free. And actually, Congress overwhelmingly supported this plan. They overwhelmingly voted to enact the Lend-Lease program. Only a couple of really staunch isolationists ended up opposing it. Roosevelt's program enabled the U.S. military to prepare for the growing threat of Japan on its Pacific flank while helping Britain to contain Hitler across the Atlantic, as it permitted aid to Europe without committing American troops that might be needed in a Pacific war. Even though Roosevelt's plan did not require immediate repayment, the United States commandeered what was left of Britain's gold reserves and overseas investments to help pay for the increased defense production. Now, you might think that the Lend-Lease program was largely a European affair, and it largely was, but after Pearl Harbor and Japan entering the war on the side of the Axis, Roosevelt recognized that there was sort of a strategic advantage in supplying the Soviets with a bunch of arms under the Lend-Lease in order to draw Hitler's resources away from the Western Front, and that gave United States a better chance at fighting a war on two fronts while planning for an invasion to liberate Europe. It's kind of important to note that Roosevelt was keenly aware that American democracy and the Soviet communism didn't really go together very well, but he was planning on using this military aid, the Lend-Lease program, as a bargaining chip in post-war diplomatic relations. By the end of the war, the United States had given more than $50 billion in armaments and financial support to Britain, the USSR, and I think about 37 other countries as well. The Lend-Lease program sort of laid the foundation for a lot of other post-war plans, which would end up providing aid to European nations to help them rebuild their economies after two devastating world wars. And of course, Europe did take the brunt of the damage from those world wars. If you adjusted for inflation, America would have given close to $1 trillion in today's money back then, and this was an incredibly costly program, but it's also very likely the program that caused the war to turn the way that it did, that allowed the European nations to hold out as long as they did and allowed the USSR to make the sort of dramatic military moves that it did during World War II. Without the Lend-Lease program, the war could have looked very, very different. Now, you might be wondering if any countries actually ended up paying back the United States, and the answer is kind of. Remember, these were interest-free loans, so the value of money doesn't stay the same over the years, but in the 70s, the USSR did end up paying back the United States with some trade agreement involving grain, I believe. And I believe Britain actually made its final formal payment to the United States for the Lend-Lease program in like 2006. Beyond that, those other 37 countries, I do not think have repaid the totality of any of their debts, with the notable exception of Iceland, who I think paid their debts back quite quickly. If I'm incorrect on that, I'll let you guys know some other time. But our two biggest debtors did end up paying us back. The British Empire took about $31 billion, and the Soviet Union took about $11 billion. I think France took about $3 billion, and they were the third largest debtor. And then China took about $1 billion as well, if memory serves me right. And then there's all sorts of other countries that took a couple million here, a couple million there, and whether or not they paid it back, who knows? America sort of stopped keeping track on some of that stuff for one reason or another. And as I mentioned, they were actually interest-free loans, so the balance in today's economy wouldn't be worth nearly as much as it was back then. Another thing worth remembering is that most of the money sent to the British Empire, at least, was spent on American goods, so it was paid back into the American economy, kind of. We did still lend an awful lot of money that ended up being, you know, a net loss for us economically. But again, we did win the World War, so perhaps it was a cost worth paying. Well, this has been me talking just a bit about the Lend-Lease program. Remember, if you like these little history segments I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Just click on the Community tab, go down to On Demand, and then find a history segment you're interested in. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.